Muslims and others attending screenings of the documentary American Ramadan are learning more about the fasting Muslims do during daylight hours all through the month of Ramadan. The film served as a catalyst for discussion in the Dallas suburb of Plano.
I really enjoyed seeing the movie because I didn't know anything about Ramadan and I learned a lot today. And I particularly enjoyed seeing it with such a diverse group of people here in Plano.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Plano Mayor Pat Evans was among those who came to see the film and meet people from the Muslim community.
The thing I enjoyed about this was that it emphasized how much we're all alike, how many things we have in common, all of the races and religions in the world.
American Ramadan is the brainchild of filmmaker Naeem Randhawa. He was born in Pakistan, raised in Canada, and has been a resident of the Dallas area for the past 8 years. He and his brother Imran started a year ago to make a 15-minute film about Ramadan. But he says the stories they heard inspired them to go further.
The content just drew us in. The content was so rich.
This is all new experience.
So the film grew to 48 minutes in length and involved 5 separate families in Dallas and Los Angeles.
We witnessed their fears, their hopes, their challenges. What is it that they're trying to overcome? We have a divorced dad who's struggling to maintain and manage time between himself, his kids, and his ex-wife. We have a student who's trying to balance school life with work life with her parents. We have an interracial couple. They have cultural issues that they're trying to manage.
The film includes input from Muslim scholars, but it also features a medical doctor talking about the benefits of fasting and a Christian scholar and Jewish rabbi discussing similarities with their religions. Rabbi Robert Haas.
Because a community that fasts together supports each other. All of these beliefs you can find in Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. Not only can you find them, I think you couldn't be Islamic, Christian, or Jewish without having those beliefs.
I mean, Muslims working with Christians, working with Jews, I don't want to sound corny, but truly that's the essence of the film, and that's what we hope to get out of it, and that is what we're getting out of it.
Imran Randhawa says demand for copies of the film is growing, especially among academics.
You have a lot of professors from different states that have emailed us and have actually requested a copy, because what they want to do is they want to introduce it into their course.
Naeem Randhawa says he's had inquiries from people in Muslim nations. Many are ill-informed about Islam in the United States and the open dialogue between religions that can take place.
You know, the rabbi, he talks about it on the film. He says, hey man, I go and visit the imam at my local mosque and I sit down with my Christian clergy friends, and I'm open to do so living in America. And I think for us that's what America is about. It's about opening the doors to your neighbors. It's about sharing, you know, your views and respecting each other's views.
Greg Flakus, VOA News, Dallas, Texas.